Hey, I'm doing the top 10 miscellaneous Christmas horror movies. These are basically the Christmas horror movies that don't fit into the Killer Santa or Krampus or anthology categories. They're still good enough to fit on their own top 10. I am joined by Horror Stream Live. Normally I'm on his channel, today he's on mine.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas. It's good to be here. I have been enjoying all these Christmas horror lists. There's a lot more Christmas horror than I ever thought existed, and Agent has consumed or watched most of them, or a huge chunk of them. So his wealth of knowledge and expertise is going to help you give you some scary things to watch over the holiday season, if you so wish. Just out of curiosity, Agent, what are your favorite sort of Christmas movies, period? Just Christmas, regular Christmas movies.
Regular Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas is my absolute favorite.
And what's that one? I don't
So
remember it.
basically, Jonathan Taylor Thomas plays a college guy who is promised a Porsche for Christmas if he can make it home by Christmas Eve. Unfortunately, his rival glues him into a Santa suit and dumps him in the middle of the desert. So he has to hitchhike from California to New York just to get back by Christmas.
Okay, I've never seen that one. And that's a very a non-traditional Christmas film, right?
Yep.
It's not one of the big ones that people normally think about. What are some others of your favorites?
Home Alone is another one I really like.
Right? Christmas adjacent. I guess people do call it a Christmas movie, but sure, fine, whatever. It doesn't matter to me one way or another, but Christmas doesn't really have anything to do with it. It just happens to be on Christmas or over Christmas that the movie takes place. Could have happened at any time. But yeah, that's a good one. What are some your other favorites?
Yeah, besides the horror ones that we've shown on this list, that's really it.
Oh wow. So you have you seen the ultra traditional
Like A Christmas Story? Yeah, I've seen it.
and but it's not one of your favorites?
Nope. Oh, there's another one, but I can't remember the name of it. It's like a homeless guy breaks into a, like, group of homeless people break into a mansion on Christmas and they just spend the day there, well, spend the night there, and the owner of the mansion shows up, but they mistake him for another homeless guy, so he ends up spending Christmas with them.
Oh, so he lets it happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of sweet. No, I'm talking about ultra popular Rudolph, Frosty.
Yeah, I've seen those, but they
But they
don't
don't make
rank
your
in
list.
my favorites.
Miracle on 34th Street. It's a Wonderful Life.
Seen those as well.
And they don't make your top list.
Nope.
But does one of the Scrooges that we've already covered? You also had a top 10 list of Scrooge movies or
Yep.
Christmas Carol movies. Does one of those make your all-time favorites?
Yep.
Which one?
The Muppet Christmas Carol, actually.
Okay. So very irregular list of your favorite Christmas movies, but that's kind of the joy. Of following Agent because he's going to give you some new fresh ideas with everyone with nearly everyone you get the same old everybody says the same things, and everybody is sort of giving the same Christmas list. A Scrooge movie, It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, and so on. And Charlie Brown, what about Charlie Brown? Doesn't he get on your list?
Nope, but I have seen it.
Yeah, that's... And A Christmas Vacation?
Seen that, too.
And that doesn't make your list?
Nope.
Wow. Okay, so very atypical Christmas list. This is probably your biggest departure, which is interesting. For most people, Christmas is, you know, those movies that I was just mentioning. But for you, it's different. So, but you're a little bit more typical when it comes time to horror, which is an interesting, like, little twist. But anyway, we got some miscellaneous Christmas horror movies to go through that don't fit A Christmas Carol, Killer Santa, Krampus, or what's anthologies. So as long as it's not one of those four, it's up for this list. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So let's get started.
Yeah, I have seen over 200 Christmas horror movies, and so I decided to make 5 top 10 lists, splitting them off by type because there were too many good ones for one top 10 list. The 5 lists are top 10 adaptations of A Christmas Carol, top 10 Christmas anthology horror movies, top 10 Killer Santa movies, top 10 Krampus movies, and top 10 miscellaneous Christmas horror movies. This is my top 10 miscellaneous Christmas horror movies list.
Okay, and at number 10.
Trapped Alive. A sheriff's deputy, some escaped prisoners, and 2 young girls find themselves trapped in a mine shaft where a cannibalistic mutant is hunting them for food on Christmas.
So this sounds like it just happened at Christmas, yep. But it could have happened at any time.
Yep.
Okay, so let's check it out.
Coming soon from AIP Home Video. Suspense runs rampant in this spine-tingling thriller where a remote snowbound wilderness becomes the setting for a night of terror. Trapped Alive. On their way to a party one Christmas, Robin and Monica are abducted by 3 escaped convicts.
They never arrive.
When the young getaway driver tries to avoid a police roadblock, he turns into the site of a long-closed mine. The group must somehow find their way out of the maze of tunnels. And away from the unseen evil which lives in the mine. And hunts its prey. The nightmare begins.
Please don't leave me here.
There's nothing you can do for him now.
There's evil underground. Featuring international film star Cameron Mitchell. Trapped Alive. Coming soon from AIP Home Video.
That looks old too.
It was. It's from 1988.
Wow. Okay. So to me, it looks like a big cheese fest, and that's a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, some cheesy fun. Okay, so number 9, what do you got?
Hellblazers. An evil cult unleashes a monster on a small southwestern town that refuses to go down without a fight.
Never heard of this one either. Oh, it's a Tubi original.
Yep.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
We have a close-knit community here. It's been that way for 50 years.
Hey, Sheriff!
I get it. You big town folk aren't too keen on small town living.
I like the quiet, actually, Rick.
Because we got plenty of that.
Anything new to report?
There might be a rabid coon up in Foxtail Canyon.
Really?
Oh, I hate to tell you, Joe, but nothing too exciting happens around here.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me. Morning, Bill.
I want to make a complaint.
About what exactly?
On my property last night, I had trespassers. They were dressed in sheets. Then they started chanting in a gibberish kind of a language. The earth started to open. Hey, bud, look at me. All hell's about to break loose.
Joe!
What the hell's going on here, Joe? Some asshole said some fancy words where he's a goddamn demon out of hell. What are you gonna do?
That kind of look like Krampus?
Kind of, but it wasn't. It was just okay. A demon that got summoned by an evil cult.
Okay, so lots of stars in that one. Holy crap. Looks kind of like a low budget modern flick, but also looks interesting. So what do you got for number 8?
Elves from 1989. A group of teenage girls accidentally awaken an evil Christmas elf during a pagan ritual in the woods.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
AIP home video.
Oh, more AIP.
An innocent romp in the woods turns into a hellish nightmare when an evil force is accidentally awakened. Action International Pictures presents the gruesome holiday shocker, Elves. They're not working for Santa anymore.
I had a rough day at work. Santa got murdered.
Their mission, to mate with a virgin and conquer the world as a pint-sized master race.
I'm saving it for someone special.
Dan Haggerty stars as Mike McGavin, an ex-detective working on hard times.
First you send and then you die.
She is the most important person on Earth. From her will grow the new order.
Santa must expose this unholy force before the elves destroy Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
Elves. They're not working for Santa anymore.
Yeah, you already said that. That looks like another 80s cheese fest.
It
but
was
a lot of fun to watch. So everybody's always looking for virgins, right? the demon elves are looking for a virgin to I don't know. Everybody's looking for virgins in these old movies. And I guess they find them, at least in the movie. In real life, I don't know. I think it's a little harder to find. But anyway, number 7, what do you got?
The dorm that dripped blood. A crazed killer stalks college students who gave up their Christmas vacation to clean a deserted dormitory.
Yeah, that would never happen. Unless they had to do it to, like, stay in school or something. But anyway, let's check out the trailer.
It's another 80s one, by the way.
Cool.
It's time for a crash course in terror at the dorm that dripped blood.
Oh, great.
What's wrong?
The phone's dead.
Did you hear anything up on the roof?
Do you think we need to go up there?
Need to? Yeah, we don't need to do anything.
Dorm that dripped blood, where the only thing you'll learn is how to die. The dorm that dripped blood, rated R.
Okay, so that looked full out, like slasher, cool 80s horror movie.
Yep.
Full out. Would you, is it?
Yep, it's from 1982, and it is a slasher.
And it looks like full out, like, oh, that looked really, really great. Like, that looked on par with any other, you know, early 80s slasher, or generally speaking, 80s slasher movies.
Yep.
And I've never even heard of it until just now. The title's a bit misleading. It doesn't really seem like a Christmas horror movie, but you put it on the list.
Yeah.
Where does, and it's just because it happens over Christmas, right?
Yep. Most of these are on this list because they happen over Christmas.
They're not really about Christmas.
Nope.
That one looks good, and I've never heard of it before. So you just introduced me to something. Okay. Next. Okay. Well, geez. This is on everybody's list.
Gremlins.
Yeah.
After receiving an exotic small animal as a Christmas gift, a young man inadvertently breaks 3 important rules concerning his new pet, which unleashes a horde of malevolently mischievous creatures on a small town.
Let's check out the trailer. I don't know if I've ever seen the trailer.
Steven Spielberg presents Gremlins. Billy Pelser has a nice home.
Billy, is that you?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
A nice job. A nice girl.
If you're not doing anything this Thursday night, maybe you'd like to go out on a date with me?
I'd love to.
And loving parents who are about to give him...
You're gonna like this. No, don't shake it. We're going to have to open it now. We'll wait till Christmas.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. My dad gave it to me.
But there are a few things to keep in mind. If you expose it to the light, you may hurt it. If you get it wet, it will multiply.
All that from water? They got wet?
Yeah, plain water.
And most important, no matter how much they beg, never, never... let them eat after midnight, because when they do, they change.
Rafe.
They become clever, mischievous.
What's going on here?
And dangerous.
Gremlins, huh? Little monsters.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
Well, I don't know, maybe thousands.
They've been here too. Billy, what are these things? Where did they come from?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, I know. But in a few hours, you're gonna have a major disaster on your hands.
Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante. They'll be expecting you.
Yeah, I loved that movie. Everybody did. It was one of those Spielberg at his finest moments. And the whole that I remember when were you even born yet?
Nope, I wasn't born until 1990.
Okay. So, yeah, this movie took the world by storm. As most of Spielberg's movies did, they dominated everything. And it's sad, but you know, he's gone downhill just like they all have. Marvel has sort of breathed some life into the dying Hollywood, but you know, it's make no mistake, it's been dying for a long time. But yeah, Gremlins, what a great... and this one is... It's kind of horror-adjacent, but it is a little bit more Christmas than most horror... Christmas-adjacent, because it's actually a Christmas gift. So in that way, you can say, well, it is about Christmas, when technically it kind of is, and it just happens over Christmas, and the Christmas gift is kind of the hook. But... No, still a great movie. And if I'm not mistaken, it was released in the summer. And people said that it would have done even better had it been released over Christmas. But I think this is what happened here. But they always, you know, especially back in the day, Spielberg always wanted the summer blockbuster money. So that's why you put things in over the summer. Anyway, next up,
Jack Frost. On his way to be executed, the vehicle containing notorious serial killer Jack Frost collides with the hazardous chemical truck, turning him into a snow-covered mutant and unleashing him on the unsuspecting town of Snowminton.
I don't get this. So Jack Frost was the guy's name?
Yeah.
And so this is, I guess, loosely... The origin story of Jack Frost?
Loosely. It's more like an evil killer snowman movie that takes place on Christmas.
But this is, you know, okay. Let's check out the trailer.
One cold night, science and evil collide. Oh, yeah. A serial killer is on the loose.
We hadn't even tested the acid on an amoeba, let alone a human cell. This is a disaster.
Look, I just saw something that doesn't belong in this world, and it's out there killing my friends. Now tell me what it is.
Jack Frost.
I think Jack's about to make an entrance.
And he's giving cold-blooded a whole new meaning.
What? You left the 7-10 split.
Hell has just frozen over. Blow me. Jack Frost.
Look, Ma! I'm a Picasso!
I can't believe I still have not seen this movie yet. It's been around and on the to-watch list for a long time. That looks like a lot of fun. It looks like they play it straight, too.
Yeah, it's on Tubi, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you got next?
Black Christmas from 1974.
Classic. This for horror Christmas, this is on everybody's top 10. And for many people, it's number one. So glad to see it at near the top of your list. Take it away.
As the residents of the Pi Kappa Sigma sorority house prepare for the festive season, a stranger begins to harass them with a series of obscene phone calls.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
Missing. And now at the house where she lives, the other girls are getting obscene phone calls.
Yeah, what I've done is I've tapped this phone so that when it rings, it'll ring at the station house too.
There was a little girl murdered over in the park tonight.
Yes, I heard.
Your phone's ringing.
Terminal 55.
Remember those idyllic scenes out of your childhood? Crisp winter nights, star bright, sleigh bells crackling Yule logs, candlelight glistening off of shimmering Christmas trees, chestnuts roasting over open fires, carolers beneath snow-covered window ledges. Remember those? Remember them well. After Black Christmas, they'll never be the same again. Black Christmas, starring Olivia Hussey, Keir Dulley, Margot Kidder, and starring John Saxon as Lieutenant Fuller. If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
That's a crazy sort of tagline there. If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight. So, personal little story about Black Christmas is I hated the movie cover. There's two movies that in the video rental store, yeah, I'm that old, I always avoided. One was The Thing, and the other one was Black Christmas. And I hated Black Christmas. I hated the box cover. And again, there was some of the I'm avoiding horror Christmas because I was a Christmas Puritan and I wanted it to be a joyful, you know, non-horror experience. So I kept my horror fandom and Christmas very separate, and I didn't like it when they were combined. But also I found the box art to be very boring and kind of not interesting at all. So it wasn't until the remake came along, the first remake, and I think it was 2006, something like that. And that movie, I was watching YouTube on a regular basis, and people were reviewing that movie because it was new. Well, it's a horror movie. I just watch horror channels. And they were saying that the original was better, but this one was still kind of good or bad. So, you know, it got mixed reviews. But everybody unanimously agreed that the original was much better. And I was like, so I decided to break my Christmas Puritan cherry, I guess you call it, and watch the remake. I finally decided to let my guard down and watch it. And I liked it. And I thought, you know something? I'm going to go back and watch the original. And I loved it. So what people were saying was that the remake was good, but the original was even better, is like A+. I totally agreed with.
Yeah, and the 2006 remake for this is good.
Yeah, I think it was 2016 or 19.
Yeah, 2019 is the one that's awful.
Oh, yeah. So bad, I won't even watch it.
In fact, that one is so bad, it's in my top 10 worst movies I've ever seen list.
Wow.
And I have seen a lot of movies. As I said, with just Christmas alone, there's over 200.
Yeah.
So to be that bad, it's really bad.
Yeah. But interestingly, so because I broke my cherry on the remake, I watched the original, and that was the opening the floodgates for me for watching Christmas horror in the future. So yeah, Black Christmas was the movie that sort of started it all for me. And the cover, because I love the movie, I've learned to like the cover, the original box art, if you will. But yeah, it was literally the cover. It just seemed boring and too Christmassy, and I was like, that doesn't look interesting. And in addition to, I wanted those two things separate. I was just a kid. Like, remember, this is the late 70s, or early 80s. So I'm young, and that's when I was looking for movies to watch, and I preferred the Friday the 13th movie covers and such. Sometime maybe in the future I'll tell you why I hated the cover of The Thing, but I just hated it, so I avoided watching that movie for decades. And then I finally got around to watching it. I was like, okay, if people keep talking about how good it is, I'll give it a try. And oh my goodness, did I ever love it. A lot of people consider it the best horror movie ever made. And some people even consider it the best movie ever made. But it is an incredibly good film. But I hated the cover and the title. I just thought it was terrible. But Black Christmas, yeah. And one thing, lastly, I'll say about Black Christmas is The bad guy in Black Christmas, which a lot of people call Billy, but that's a guess and that's not set in stone. The bad guy in Black Christmas is, to me, the craziest, most insane killer in any horror movie. Like, there's the cold, you know, Jason Voorhees that'll just chop anybody up, use pretty much anything in his immediate environment, carries around a machete, and just kills indiscriminately. All of these different types of killers that we have, I consider the protagonist or the villain in Black Christmas, the original, to be the craziest, most insane killer in any horror movie. And that's saying a lot, because I've seen a lot of myself, not as many as Agent, obviously, but I've seen a lot. And I have, I guess, a more mainstream opinion about things. But yes, the insanity and the crazy off-the-wallness of the bad guy in Black Christmas is tops, in my opinion. He's crazier than Freddy, Michael, or Jason, or anybody else. Pinhead, all of them. Just in the crazy department. What do you say about that, Agent?
Yeah, I kind of agree there.
Yeah, he's just... The phone calls are just off the wall. The and him just...
The granny in The Crazies might outdo him a little bit, though, for title of craziest.
Right.
But
maybe
he is...
crazy is the wrong word. Maybe insane. See, The Crazies kind of had a reason for it, but this guy was just kind of born that way or became that way or whatever. He was just mental or something. I don't know. Whereas The Crazies, it was what? In the water? It was a military bioweapon?
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy and stuff, but... The insanity of Billy and just those phone calls alone and how he was just roaming throughout the house and stuff and how he would pick and choose ups and downs. And to me, he's the craziest villain in any horror movie. And that's saying a lot because I've seen thousands of them. But anyway, okay. So this is will make the top of most people's list. But you've got some more to go. So what's next?
Number 3, Night of the Comet. A comet passes by Earth on Christmas and starts the zombie apocalypse.
So you like this even more than Black Christmas. So let's check out the trailer.
Did you ever wonder what it would be like to be one of the last people on Earth?
We're talking ghost town!
Who would you see?
There's nobody. I mean, there's nobody.
What would you do?
Hey, I'm sorry if the end of the world makes me a little nervous.
Where would you go?
The stars are up in!
Well, get ready to find out, because the comet is coming into your orbit.
The legal drinking age is now 10, but... You will need ID. Let's be real.
It's the Night of the Comet.
What do you give me if I come back?
Texas?
Night of the Comet.
I'll be taking requests from all you teenage comet zombies.
The night the teenagers ruled the world.
Yeah!
Night of the Comet.
The burden of civilization is on us.
Itching, isn't it?
They do this all the time. They call themselves teenagers when they're clearly not teenagers.
Yeah.
But to a teenager, it's kind of cool because you always kind of want to be a little bit older and more mature. You want to sort of be teenager-y or esque, But you also want to be kind of older. So this Hollywood thing where 20 and even 30 somethings, as long as you're young-ish looking, playing teenagers happens so often. But anyway, that looks like some really great 80s horror movie fun.
It was.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you got for... what do you got next for us?
The Blackout from 2009. It's Christmas Eve, the city goes dark, and the few remaining tenants of the Ravenwood find themselves trapped in their building, and they are not alone.
Oh. Well, let's check out this trailer. I've never heard of this one.
Well, it's certainly turning out to be an interesting Christmas Eve in the Southland today. Frustrated Angelinos trying to enjoy their holidays have been dealing with intermittent power outages and electrical fires.
How many does that make?
7?
If that were not enough, the entire LA basin and parts of the valley have been experiencing frequent tremors and mild earthquakes throughout the day. Even more disturbing, Caltech is reporting that the seismic activity is highly unusual and increasing in frequency. In South Florida today...
You said you didn't want him in the bedroom.
No, I said I didn't want him in the apartment.
So, tell me again why we have to go to this thing?
How was everything?
Oh, quiet, thank goodness. Everyone's gone home for the holidays except for a few of the diehards.
I figured if I showed up to the party with a really expensive bottle of champagne, I might be able to steal back some of the spotlight.
Why don't you go downstairs and get the big present out of it and get back up here?
It's like there's no one out there. It's just you and me. Something's going on.
Interesting. So why did this movie make it so high on the list?
Because of the monster.
I was going to say, the monster looks really cool.
It looks like, it reminds me of the Xenomorph from Alien.
Ah.
Yeah, that's why this is on the list, because this is basically Alien, except instead of a spaceship, it's an apartment building on Earth.
Well, cool. And your number one, I guess... general Christmas, well, Christmas horror movie that is not an anthology, not Killer Santa, not Krampus, and
not a Christmas Carol
is
A Cadaver Christmas. When a dark force takes over the morgue during the Christmas holiday, a ragtag band of heroes has to save humanity from the growing army of the walking dead.
That's funny. It sounds funny anyway. Let's check out the trailer.
It's Christmas Eve. Why are you...
I'm the janitor over at the university. That big rain just before Christmas break left all the buildings completely trashed. Damn kids. too stupid to use the sidewalks. They can all go to hell for I care. People like that just make me sick.
What's with the blood?
So I just finished the science building. Something didn't seem quite right.
This isn't natural, and it sure as hell ain't legal!
Save your life.
Help me, Jerry.
We are not gonna stay here and be eaten by zombies!
Cadavers!
Okay, FYI, this could be dangerous, so let's all just stick together, huh?
Okay, that's definitely a horror comedy, no?
Yep.
Yeah. So that
there was
looks
also
just...
an ad within the ad.
What do you mean?
During the trailer, in the scene where he's pulling the posters off of the board.
Right.
There's a movie poster for another Christmas horror movie that I've seen.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's
probably produced by the same people?
Probably.
Cool. So why does that one make the top of your list? Because that's high praise. Would you say that is overall your favorite Christmas horror, or is there one from a different list?
One of the ones from a different list actually makes it. In fact, this would be my second favorite Christmas horror. Number one from the Killer Santa list.
Don't say it.
Okay, that one.
Yeah.
That one is my number one.
Okay, so you have to search his channel and take a look for that Killer Santa if you want to see what his list, to see what that one is. You got to leave a little bit of mystery so that they keep clicking.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's it. This is the last Christmas horror movie list that we're going to go through. Your next list is going to be New Year's horror. Right?
Yep.
So we'll do that one a little later on. But yeah, you have five whole lists of top 10 agent films. So many recommendations. You will not be without horror Christmas movies to watch for sure. If you check out these and check them out at your own leisure and watch the trailers and so on. Anyway, thanks very much for having me, and Merry Christmas to everyone. And hopefully you have a great time. And if not, if you need to just get through it, like many do, then watch some horror movies, Christmas horror movies. And there's been tons suggested here.
Yep, and next year I might do a few more Christmas horror movie lists.
That's crazy that you've seen so many that there's enough for five in 1 year and even more. But anyway, thanks very much, Agent, for having me. And
glad to have you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to everyone, and to all a good killer night.
Merry Christmas. This is John D. Hyena, Agent of Social Media Chaos, signing off. Yeah, ha, 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 ha.